This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have another returning guest. His name is Greg Lambert. He is the CEO for Single Point Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SING. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to hear back from you. I know it's been a little bit since we've heard from you at Single Point. So what I'd like to do here, since we've gotten a bit more listeners since the last time you're on, I'd like to talk a little bit about Single Point, what you guys do, and how you became the CEO.
I became the CEO about 4 years ago. We had a business called Lifestyle Wireless, which we're in the text messaging and the mobile payments business. So we merged into the public entity that is now Single Point. Single Point's main technology is mobile payments and merchant processing.
Very good, very good. And so, taking a look here, you guys have been doing quite a bit of different things here in 2017 here. Well, actually, really starting since Q3, Q4 of 2016. Why don't you tell us what your guys' main focus has been since late of 2016?
About 2 years ago, we got into the cannabis vertical, and we were supplying dispensaries with point-of-sale terminals. Mm-hmm. Allow the customers to use their debit card to purchase cannabis. We were doing quite well. We had a lot of accounts in Washington and Oregon. The banks shut that down. So we took down our website and have been patiently waiting for the banks to open back up. And with the recent elections in November, of course, 7 out of 8 states passed for medical and recreational marijuana, mm-hmm. Including California and Florida, which are, very big states. So we put our website back up, and we're very excited about offering products and services to dispensaries to help their business grow.
Very good. And, the cannabis space is definitely a hot buzz, investing topic to get into right now. I know 7 out of 8 states passed in November, Arizona being the one out that, didn't decide to pass. But, a lot of companies are moving to these states, especially California, Florida, high commerce states, high tourism states, in order to promote their product and go forward from there. So where are you expecting your revenues to be generated from in 2017?
Well, that's a good question. So probably the quickest, fastest way for Single Point as a public company to get revenue is through acquisitions. I can tell you about the LOI that we have with a company called Convexium. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they've developed a machine that fills the vials with the oil that go in the vape pipes and other things. So we're following up on that. And we're also looking at other acquisitions for 2017. We hope to acquire at least 2 or 3 companies. So we're going to see significant revenue there. The other revenue is going to come from inside the sales of Single Point and the fact that we are going to sell goods and services to dispensaries through our subsidiary site, and that is singleseed.com. So we're going to hopefully put in point-of-sale terminals in the dispensaries. Hopefully the banks open up, and we're going to also be their merchant processor for credit cards and debit cards. And then also we're going to sell the vial machine to these dispensaries as well. So that's a two-prong approach through acquisitions and inside sales.
That's very exciting news. My guest again today is Greg Lambert. He is the CEO for Single Point Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SING. Now, bringing in a focus a little bit on your acquisitions, what type of companies or what are you looking to acquire from these companies to be able to generate these revenues?
Well, we're specifically, pretty focused on trying to find companies in the cannabis space because because of the predicted growth, you know, some estimates have it going from 5 billion to 50 billion. But we do not want to look at companies that touch the plant as far as maybe a distributor or a grower that is regulated by federal or state laws. So we're looking for companies that maybe are more on the software side or merchant processing. So we should have some interesting announcements soon on those type of companies. Having said that, we are also looking at other companies that maybe, you know, particularly maybe mobile payments companies or companies that have really strong revenues, and we can use our stock and our ability to raise cash to you know, get as much revenue in the single point as we can.
Absolutely. So where do you see Single Point being a year from now?
Well, I guess, you know, on a perfect day, I would like to see Single Point, you know, maybe between acquisitions and inside sales, be anywhere from 5 to 20 million in revenue. And who knows, maybe quite possibly moving up to the OTCQB or the NASDAQ and just continuing to grow as a company.
Yeah, definitely. Looks like you guys are growing. I know we've had you on. We've been, you know, at Uptick Newswire. We've had you as a client for, you know, over a couple years now, and you guys have definitely grown significantly. You guys are making great strides. I could definitely see you on one of the big boards coming up, definitely in the next year or two. My guest again today is Greg Lambert. He is the CEO for Single Point Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SING. Now, going back to the mobile applications and development, what applications do you think that we should be on the lookout for in 2017?
Well, from Single Point, I think that you should be looking at us being, hopefully, when the banks open up, the merchant processor and as many medical and recreational dispensaries as we can get into. In the meantime, we're going to be putting in our text message marketing program in these dispensaries and also simply point of sale terminal or products where, you know, they can take the cash and that goes down through their whole system. So you can really see us focusing on our single seed site to get products in these dispensaries through SEO marketing, through trade shows, through sales and marketing. So you can see Single Point really focusing on the cannabis industry with products, goods, and services that help the dispensary do business.
That's exceptional. Now, Greg, you know, I know we're running a little bit out of time here, and we'd like to leave this end of the, you know, part of the segment here for you to be able to touch up on anything that we might have missed here at the beginning of the interview.
Yeah, so I think Single Point, we, you know, our strategy has really been to spend time and energy, money, building up the public company, which we have. You know, some days we're trading over $1 million. We're probably one of the highest daily volume OTC pink stocks in the country. Our market cap has gone anywhere from 2 to 3 million to 30, 40, 50 million, depending on what week it is, I guess. So because of that, we have the ability to not only raise cash, but we have a lot of market cap to acquire companies. So our strategy seems to be working just perfectly. So now that we have the public company up and running smoothly, we are going to aggressively go out and acquire companies. So that's the main focus of Single Point right now.
That's excellent news. My guest again today is Greg Lambert. He is the CEO for Single Point Incorporated. Again, they're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SING. To find out more information on Single Point and their applications, you can visit their website by going to singlepoint.com. That's SINGLEPOINT.com. As of today, which is March 9th, the stock is trading around 6 to 7 cents a share. So definitely contact your broker today. Greg, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show. We love having you on. We love touching base with you and finding out about your, you know, your applications and where you guys are going. So I hope that we could check back with you again in the near future and you know, keep us updated on what Single Point is doing.
Well, yeah, thanks for having us. And again, go sing, S-I-N-G.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.